Hi, this is Amanda Smith, presenter of The Body Sphere on RN. And I've got to tell you that my favourite interview of the year was with the world's oldest contortionist. Christine Danton, performing name The Amazing Christina, was 71 years old when I spoke to her early in 2016. Christine Danton has spent a lifetime bending over backwards and performing other feats of contortion, and she's still doing live cabaret shows in Adelaide.
My act is quite different from what people are doing these days because I do the old style top hat and cane and glass and hoop trick, which is sort of different to what most of the performers are doing these days. And so I guess my glass and hoop trick is probably one of my signature things that I've been doing since I was 7 years of age with the same hoop that is 13 inches in diameter. So, I mean, I've grown, but the hoop hasn't.
So what do you do with the glass and hoop? Explain the act.
Well, I balance a glass of water on my head and I'm lying down on my back and I bring my feet up over my head and I get through this 13-inch hoop doubled over with a glass of water on my head. I call it a cross between gymnastics and ballet, and I'm an athlete.
You certainly are.
People probably, you know, don't look at it that way and say, oh, she's a freak. But I'm not a freak. I'm just highly trained at what I do.
Now, don't you also do a thing where you bend over backwards and take a $10 note from a member of the audience in your teeth?
I do. And they're quite unsuspecting because they don't really think that a 71-year-old woman is going to be able to do that, no hands. And so when I do that, I ask them if they want to see what I can do with $50.
Now, you mentioned that you're 71 years old. That is really pretty astonishing that you're still performing as a contortionist at 71. I mean, what do you attribute your ability to be still performing these amazing feats at this age?
Well, passion is number one. It's just something that I must do. But having said that, it is a surprise to me that I'm actually performing at 71 because when I was 18, I thought I'd retire at 25 because I thought that was really old. And when I got to 25, I thought, oh, well, 30. And when I got to 30, I thought, well, 40. And when I got to 40, I thought, I'll just keep going. But it's something that is so special and something that I just treasure that I can be as fit as I am at the age of 71.
So are you naturally bendier than most people are?
Look, some people are built more for strength and some people are born more for running and things like that. But some people are born with flexible bodies. And so I was born with a naturally flexible body, but I trained to develop that just like a pianist would be born with a natural gift, but they train and they perfect the gift that's been given to them.
Yeah. Now, a couple of years ago at the Adelaide Fringe Festival, I know that you did a show there, so you would have been 68, 69 at the time, and you performed your act in the nude. Now, that's a pretty bold thing to do, I'd have thought.
It is, but why not? You know, I did that act when I was 40. And I got to almost 69, because that was the name of the show. I got to almost 69. I was doing my own solo show. And I thought, well, you know, there's this thing in society that says you must stop doing certain things at certain ages. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous, you know. I don't believe that. And so I thought, look, I want to do my nude act again. And so I incorporated my nude contortion act into my show.
Sorry, I've just lost my thread there for a minute because
Most people do when they hear that. You know, when you say that, it sounds gross, but it was not gross at all. It was actually a beautiful form of art. Just like, you know, people paint pictures of nude women, you know, they're things of great beauty. And this is like the body in motion. And to me, it was the most pure way that I could possibly perform because I'm very, very particular about the lines of my body when I do my moves. Like a ballet dancer, everything has to have beautiful lines. And so I'm very particular about that with my work as a contortionist.
Well, now, for other contortionists around the world, I imagine, who are wondering what their longevity might be as performers, you must be of great interest.
Well, I am, because there are contortionists all around the world watching what I do and what happens to me, because just like myself, they thought that they had a limited lifespan as a contortionist. But now they see me performing at 71, and it gives them great hope for their own careers to be performing to whatever age they want to be. And not only to contortionists, but to people in general that think that certain things have to stop at certain ages. And they look at me and think, well, hang on, maybe I need to rethink this.
Well, yes, I mean, you are a bit of a pin-up girl for staying active, whatever that activity may be, perhaps.
Yes, well, I think so, and I like to think that I do inspire people, and I know from when I perform that I do. And I mean, I've had women of, say, 40 that have been dancers or ice skaters or whatever and come up to me afterwards and gone like, wow, you know, I gave up doing those things because I got married and had children or whatever, and now you've inspired me to sort of go back there and start doing those things again.
Well, so tell me about then what you do to maintain your flexibility and fitness.
I train twice a week for about an hour and a quarter with my contortion work, and that's a training session that I've developed over the years that suits me. And you'll find that every contortionist will always have their own training session. They don't do things in classes, they just do it by themselves because they need to train as they need to for their bodies. So I do that twice a week, and that's enough to keep me flexible without overworking my body. Plus I do the shows that I do as well. So that keeps me there. But I do other things as well, like I have a bike and I swim. So I do other exercises on other days, but for my flexibility, it's twice a week. I don't want to cross over that line where you go into a different stage in life of not being as fit and active as you used to. I want to remain as I am for my whole life. I mean, we kind of grow up with this notion that as you get older, you're going to lose bits. And I'm just proving that that's not necessarily the case. Like, let's rethink this thing.
You kind of make the training and fitness sound sort of easy. I mean, for many people it's not. You know, it sounds like you don't ever struggle with motivation. But have you had any problems with injuries or with the things that develop with age, arthritis, anything like that?
No. Let me just talk about motivation first. The motivation is to keep yourself in the condition that you're in. And no, the only injury that I had was way back when I was in my 30s and I was doing an upside down dance. It's like a time step in a back bend, and I was wearing stiletto heels at the time. And I kicked myself in the head with my stiletto heel, and I found myself in the Royal Adelaide Hospital in a bikini trying to explain to the doctor how I actually kicked myself in the head with my high heel shoe.
I'm really trying not to laugh at this point.
Yeah, but apart from that, I don't have injuries as the world's oldest contortionist.
So you reckon you are dead set the world's oldest contortionist?
Yes, I'm sure I am. So I'm the oldest performing contortionist. I mean, there might be people out there that do some yoga poses and things like that. You know, there might be people of 90 that can do the splits and those kind of things. But I'm talking about as a professional contortionist, I am the oldest and probably the oldest that there ever has been. And who knows, maybe the oldest there ever will be, because I haven't got any plans to retire anytime soon.
The amazing Christina, Christine Danton, 71 years old. You can see a picture of her in a purple leotard and a fabulous backbend on the RN Summer Breakfast website. I'm Amanda Smith, and that was one of my favourite interviews from the Body Sphere in 2016. You can listen to any or all of the Body Sphere back catalogue of programs, great summer listening if I may suggest, online for you at the RN website.